Sarah Holton is the Assistant UK Specialist Lead for Children, Young People and Families within the CYPF team at RNIB. Sarah told me what her team are providing as support.
We're really aware that the pandemic and the lockdown is really difficult for everybody, but particularly for children, young people and families. And we have a large number of people coming to us for advice and support over the various issues that are coming up because of changes to school provision, school closures, having to support home learning, and perhaps not receiving the same statutory support as they would in normal times, or with concerns about how to cope with lockdown and all of the emotional impact that that has. So we're really keen to reiterate that our Children, Young People and Families team are here to support families. The family support officers are available to speak to people individually to provide advice, and we've also got a range of activities, events and resources that we hope can also help families at this time. Many children with vision impairment do continue to attend school because provision is made for vulnerable children and children on formal types of support, but nevertheless there's differences in the way school's being provided, and there still are a large number of families where the children are expected to be schooled at home, which presents obviously challenges to working parents, parents who aren't used to supporting their child's learning in that everyday way. So that's certainly coming through in terms of the questions that are coming to my team. We're really keen to provide support and provide new ways of providing support because things are changing and have changed so much during the pandemic. So we have an ongoing availability of a service where people can call us and speak to a family support officer, and that's available through the RNIB helpline. But we have some new things happening just to meet the particular needs at the moment because of this new lockdown. We're doing a session next week, which is going to be a Q&A online session that parents can join, because we recognise that there's an awful lot of issues to do with supporting home learning and using technology. So obviously children are expected now to engage with online materials or live sessions from their school, and that's raising issues we know across the board, but particularly for families where the child's a learner with VI, families might not be used to supporting or using access tech. You know, how do I get JAWS working? Is JAWS going to work with the particular platform that my school's using? Similar with enlargement software, also for children who are Braillists, both provision of materials to home in Braille, producing Braille at home, using tech, which uses Braille access technology. All of those things are going to be picked up and will give parents a chance to bring their questions to us, and also obviously hear and learn from the questions that other families are bringing. So that's one of the first things that we've put in place, that's going to be that online Q&A session next week. As it's something that's new, we're going to see how that goes. We anticipate it's likely to be quite busy. The people on the panel are going to be a qualified teacher of VI and a member of our Tech for Life team. So we will answer as many questions as we can during that session, and we will provide answers to any of the questions that we haven't been able to cover after the event. We are prepared to put on more sessions like that if we feel that's going to be helpful, if the lockdown's going to go on considerably and if people are still encountering particular problems with homeschooling and learning. We're also aware that some of our partner organisations such as Look are also offering online sessions for parents, and we continue to talk to them just to make sure that we're providing as much support in that way as is needed by the parent community. Another issue that's really coming up for us at the moment is obviously the impact of the fact that largely exams have been cancelled across the UK for all pupils, and that has particular impact for children and learners who have a vision impairment, because we're very keen to make sure that whatever alternative arrangements that are put in place to give them their grades are fair and take account of the needs of children with VI. A particular issue that comes up is the fact that if mock grades are being used to form that assessment or teacher assess grades, we want to make sure or check whether the access arrangements were fully in place during the mocks, because that's not always the case. It sometimes isn't until the final exams that the proper supportive arrangements or access arrangements have been put in place. So we're working to support families individually with that, but we're also liaising quite closely with the Department of Education and Ofqual, so that whatever the guidance is as it keeps coming out is fully taking account of those particular issues. We've got some guidance booklets which particularly might be helpful at this time. And one of them is our play guide, which is called Let's Play, which has information about how to choose toys, which are particularly accessible for children and young people with VI, and also some play activities that work at home that might be useful for parents, particularly because there's so much more time to fill now. And we've also got a guide called Messy and Muddy. And we're all out on walks, aren't we? And we need to get outside, I think, as much as we can within the guidelines. So Messy and Muddy is another guide which might help people at this time. It's particularly about outdoor access and outdoor activities for children with VI. And then lastly, one which of course really points to the difficulties we're all having, but we've got a guide called Parties and Play Dates, which originally was written intending to enable blind and partially sighted children and their peers to enjoy fun times together at each other's houses and at parties. But there are some activities in there which will work both in terms of household groups and also if people want to engage online with other families. So even though we can't have parties and play dates at the moment, some of the activity ideas are possibly going to help at this time. All of those resources can be found online. They all come from rnib.org.uk/children as a section to go and find those particular resources. We already have a section on the Sight Advice FAQ website, which of course is for the whole sector and covers an awful lot of things. But there's already a children's section on there, and we've actually developed a new section, particularly with frequently asked questions relating to the pandemic and how that affects children, families, homeschooling, support for special educational needs provision, and that kind of thing. We've also got a Facebook community for parents and carers, which has nearly 1,000 people involved. It's a closed group and is intended to be a safe, supported space where families can reach out to each other to ask questions. Particularly at the moment, people are raising issues that they're facing to do with homeschooling or getting children into school under the vulnerable child status. So that's a place to ask questions or simply to find out how people are supporting each other. Parent Pathways is going to be launched very soon, and that's a version of the existing Living with Sight Loss courses that exist for adults, and it's intended for parents who are quite new to the knowledge of their child having a vision impairment. So it might be that they have quite a young child who's recently been diagnosed, or of course it could be an older child as well and the vision impairment has just been diagnosed. Parent Pathways will be an online course where you would join a small group of other parents who are in a similar situation, and members of our family support team will provide information and content and discussion about various aspects of supporting your child. So that'll cover diagnosis and understanding your child's eye condition. It'll move through aspects of supporting your child at home, particularly in the early years, you know, growing and developing, moving, toilet training, feeding, that type of thing. The course will also cover how to access support for your child's education. So how specialists such as QTVIs and habilitation specialists will come in and assess and make provision for your child as they start into nursery and school. So all of those aspects will also be covering things like benefits, other sources of support from other charities and statutory services. So you join the course, which will take place over a number of weeks, and each session will focus on a different aspect. And obviously there'll also be a chance for you to discuss and meet those other families. So that's coming soon. Details will be posted on our website when that's being properly launched and people can sign up. And also we hope that ECLOS, in the same way that the adult living with sight loss courses operate, we will be liaising closely with ECLOS to make sure that when a family is in the hospital and receiving a diagnosis, that that's provided as a possible option for early support at that time. So we've just published the Shape and Share events that we're going to be putting on from February onwards. Shape and Share is an ongoing service we provide. Obviously, usually we hold face-to-face very fun events where we can bring families together in person, but we've moved that programme online since last spring, and that's been working really well. So far, we've done sessions for Halloween, we've done tennis, we've done face painting, Santa came for a Christmas event. So the new spring spring programme, we want particularly to try and provide some fun and entertainment for families for something to do while we're in this current lockdown. It's amazing what you can manage to do online. I think having done tennis online in people's houses, we probably think the sky's the limit now in terms of what we can put on. So we've got a craft session coming up, and we're going to have a pizza making session. There's jump, jiggle and jive, which I think presumably is going to rival anything that Strictly Come Dancing or Joe Wicks has got on these days. And we've also put on a session for slightly older young people to join and have a chat, and actually they can define the topic of that session themselves. So whatever they want to talk about, we'll be on hand to facilitate and guide that discussion. And also we're going to put on a session about keeping children safely online. We're so aware that as we're all stuck at home, it's increasingly likely that children and young people are going to be engaging in online activities. And we have a guidance session for parents of children with VI on that too. So all of the details of the dates and times of these sessions are actually on our website. And there's also an online booking form where you can sign up to join in. And the web address for that is rnib.org.uk/shapeandshare, shape and share.
The Shape and Share events are booked online. But if people want information about anything else you've talked about today, Sarah, where should they go?
So we have a dedicated email box for our team, and the address is cypf@rnib.org.uk. So anybody can reach us in the team to join the drop-ins, the Q&A session, or to reach one of our team for individual advice and support, either using that email address, or you can reach our team through the RNIB helpline number, which is 0303 123 9999.
Sarah Holton, Assistant UK Specialist Lead for Children, Young People and Families within the CYPF team at RNIB. If you want further information, email cypf@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. For Shape and Share, if you want to take part, you must book online at rnib.org.uk/shapeandshare.